Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 264 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. I'm super pumped. This is going to be, we've got a lot to go through on this show. So folks, like, bear with me. Fantastic guest. We got, oh my God, I'm looking at his name and I just simply can't say it. That's like, I'm exhausted. This is ridiculous. Davey Flint. I don't know why that was so difficult for me to say. Is going to be on. He's going to be talking about the continuous mags. I've already been instructed on what questions not to ask, so of course I'm expecting you folks to ask them for me so that I can ask. As well as, I hope my mic is working. It is. As well as, this very crinkly bag needs to be opened. We're going to be cracking open PP swag bag for September. So, without further stalling, allow me to introduce my very cosmic friend, David Flint. So, first and foremost, let's get the swag bag out of the way, and then we're gonna dive right into all the cool stuff that that Davey here is gonna chat about. So, how's that sound? Sound good? Yes.
Yep.
Excellent. I just wanted to double check, make sure your mic was working. Tons of people. Gerald Lavoie, what's happening? Ponage PB, Jacob, Christopher Struck was the first one here. Chad Bob made a close second. Daniel Loveson, what's happening? All right, folks, let's get the PB swag bag done and out of the way first. Let's cut this beast open and find out what ridiculousness I've been staring at on my kitchen table for the past, like, week and a half because I didn't open it on last week's show. So, I also apologize for how crinkly it is. Okay, so of course, actually, let me switch over real quick to I'm gonna switch over to this camera real quick because it's the PB swag bag stuff. So, we're cracking open the PB swag bag for September, which already I have grabbed. One of my favorite things to get in these swag bags is the barrel made, the Exalt barrel made modular barrel. Modular barrel cleaner. Yeah, I guess you can rip these things apart. I didn't realize that. You can pop them apart. But yeah, Barrel Made in olive green. Love Barrel Mades. I'm always wrecking Barrel Mades or losing them, so I love getting them. Love that. Christopher Struck, is it because his mags are out of this world? Absolutely. So, next item in the PB swag bag, a mask. A very strange, a really weird looking mask. Let me see if I can... Hold on. See if we can do this. Okay, so... I mean, that's kind of cool. It's a mask. We definitely need masks this time of year. So I'm going to see if I can keep this on the entire time I'm talking about the PB swag bag. It's a little... The strap's a little funny. It doesn't go around your ears. It goes like right behind your neck. And my beard is forcing it away from my face, which is really strange. I hope you guys can still hear me. It's unusually comfortable. It's growing on me. I'm intrigued. Okay, so moving on. Next item. Ooh, more face covering stuff. I learned these are called gaiters. They're called face gaiters or just gaiters. But they go on your face. Ooh, I like this. Oh, I like that design. I don't know what it's called, but I'm digging that. Okay, let's ditch this mask. This mask is cool and all, but ooh. It kind of smells like plastic and needs to be washed. I can't get this off without my headphones off. Oh, my God. All right. Struggling here. it matches. It does match the mask, doesn't it? It really does. Why am I still wearing these headphones? I got to put stuff over my head. How does this work now? There. Boom. Okay, so these are cool because they're really great for people like me who have big beards, except it gives us these weird chins. I get like a bulbous chin. Kind of thing happening down there. But I mean, the mat, it's a face covering. So it's a thing. It helps. And I don't want to hear no political stuff in the comments either. I don't want to hear any of it. So let's see if I can keep this face mask on for the remainder of this. What else we got? There's shitloads of stuff in this bag. A grip skin. Compatible select switchers, A5s, X7s. Oh, it's the X7 grip. That's kind of cool. I own an X7, so that's super helpful. And I don't know what you would call that. Would you call that desert tan? I guess it's like a desert tan color. That's kind of cool. That's legit. That's legit. That's not something I didn't know. Exalt made these. That's pretty neat. Cool. So that's kind of cool. That's going to go on the X7. It looks like houndtooth pattern. This thing does look like a houndstooth, doesn't it? Except it's got the bulbous chin because of the beard. If I braided my beard, it would work better. What else we got in here? I said there's more. Like, oh my God, the amount of stuff in the PB swag bag is outrageous. Oh, yeah. These things are awesome. I don't know what, I think they're just called like barrel covers or tank covers, tank ends. I don't know what they're called, but like the soft silicone. This is perfect. Because Francis needs one for her little peanut tank. And this will match the KP3 in the back. Ba-ba! How cool is that? That's awesome. Exalt makes the coolest shit. They really do. What else we got in here? Stickers. All the stickers. Stay Fresh stickers. What else we got? What is this? A regulator grip. For pretty much every marker. Except mine, because I have a mini. So it doesn't... Well, no, this would fit on the pump, I guess. It would fit on the KP3. So that's cool. These are neat. These grips do help. You know, they really do. So I'm digging it. What else we got? The hell is this? It's not paintball. It's made by a paintball company. Oh, hold on. We're going to do... Okay, this has to go together. This goes around here. Goes like that? No. Yes. No. I don't think so. Does that go on there? I think that goes there? No, it doesn't. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. But this is neat. These are cool. So, Yeah, okay. So it is made of brass. So this is this neat little thing. It's for opening doors and like pushing on buttons and stuff so you don't have to touch anything. It's also like the weirdest looking set of brass knuckles you ever, right? So the idea is it can hook on door handles, right? To pull them open. It won't work on round knobs, obviously, but like on like public doors, most of them are like French style. And then for pushing buttons, like elevator buttons. And then it's made of brass because brass naturally... kills viruses and bacteria. I know it definitely kills bacteria. Like it's definitely antimicrobial. I don't know if it kills viruses though. I don't know. But we'll have to look into it. But that's kind of neat. It's made by Exalt. See? It says Exalt right on it. But it's not paintball related. That's cool. It's very COVID. Like very timing. Very, very, very with the times. So shout out to PB Swag Bag for sending this to me. For sending all this cool stuff in it. Holy shit, there's a lot of stuff. My desk is covered in PB Swag Bag stuff. So don't forget, head on over to pbswagbag.com. Use the code MPP10, save 10% off your first order. Get some cool paintball stuff shipped to you. Wow, that is warm. That is definitely warm. Okay, enough about the PB Swag Bag. Let's get with our guest. Let's talk to the fantastic Davey Flint in his very, very outer space looking background.
Well, someone has to watch for the aliens.
Exactly. Michael McKinley loved PB Swag Bag. Of course, Michael McKinley loves PB Swag Bag. He's the man behind it. I said I was going to talk about the guest, but Michael McKinley right there, I need him to know there's so much cool stuff in this PB Swag Bag. Just so many items. I don't actually know what I'm going to do with them all. Super cool. So, yeah. Okay. Moving on. Davey, it's been what? A year, I think?
Almost a year. I think we have been on in November last year. Or was it December?
I don't remember. I just remember you had a really cool Kickstarter going.
Yeah, well, not Kickstarter, and a campaign on Indiegogo,
Right.
which
Indiegogo.
was comparatively successful. We didn't meet the goal, but still, it showed that there is a lot of interest in Continuous Magazine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you didn't reach your goal, but you were also like paintballers are notoriously cheap.
It's absolutely true, but I
So
think it wasn't even the cheapness. It was mostly people in paintball are difficult to sell on belief. They
that's
want
true.
to see actual items.
Very true. I think they've
And
been burned, I think is what it is, one too many
yeah,
times.
exactly.
Right.
So I don't know. In my opinion, it's not really cool to try just tell people, like we're gonna have this. I thought it would be a better option of telling people, you know what, if you help me, I might be able to do this for you.
Yeah.
Some believed, others did not. Nothing wrong with that.
So let's talk about those mags. So originally they were okay, let's talk about what happened last year. Basically you had a 3D printed prototype that you were trying to raise money to do injection molding into
Yeah,
because
exactly.
3D printing is great, but it's when you compare it to an injection molded product, it's
It's just not the,
they're not the
and
same. They're not the
exactly.
same, right?
It's just not the same quality. And you know what? I'm one of those people who believes, you know what? If I have a product, I want it to be high quality. And I can charge people the actual cost of an item, knowing that, you know what, this is not to up to anyone's standards. What's the point then?
Absolutely. So the video that you put out, which was a really great video, it showed an actual physical thing, which was really, really cool. Really happy to see that. Do you have one within arm reach right now?
I have more than one actually.
Can we see them?
There's one.
Oh, they're real. They're real.
Yes, they're absolutely real. Here two. This one with a little, like, hold on.
That's
My
amazing.
camera
That's
doesn't
awesome.
like them. Okay, here.
I was gonna
Here's
say, yeah,
another one.
the background doesn't like that's okay. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're real. They're real.
And here's another one, a little bit bling it up. You know, if someone wants gold accents for whatever reason, they can
Why
do
wouldn't you?
that.
I'd want blue. I think a blue accent would be cool. And so how did you get them injection molded?
Well, basically, it entailed a lot of research. A lot of design work because, well, obviously, 3D printing an item and getting it injection molded is absolutely not the same thing. And what was the most important thing is that I actually needed someone to support this endeavor to basically show me, you know what, if you're gonna go dive in, you're not gonna be alone. We
Okay.
might not be able to fully help you, but we can support you. And so I want to give a shout out to Carl Plink from Paintball Sports from Germany, because without them, I would say this project would not happen,
Oh, wow.
because I simply wouldn't take the risk,
Okay.
because the risk is significant. And without their support and patience, I wouldn't do that.
So are they, and you can tell me if you can't tell me.
They
Are they,
are a contributor and
okay.
they are the distributor for my magazines for Europe.
Okay, so
So,
they're like a partner. They're
yeah.
okay. Wow. I'm so happy that you
And
found somebody who is just like, we're gonna make this a reality. We're gonna help you make this a reality.
yeah, basically they said, you know what, we believe in you and we want this many magazines, do your thing.
That's awesome.
And I did my thing despite the COVID delays and everything. I really did it.
That's phenomenal. So how, okay, so the ones in your hands, they are injection molded?
They are injection molded. This is nylon with glass steel.
So they're tough as nails.
Yeah, so pretty tough, really tough. I was trying to break it, as you saw from my video. I was trying to basically shoot it point blank, get 300 FPS with first strikes, and nothing. They're perfectly fine.
That's phenomenal. That's amazing. So take me through as much of the process as you can. So somewhere in the world right now, there's steel molds.
Yeah, steel molds are basically what they call it. Mold tooling, it's all in the end the same collections of items that create that form where they inject the hot nylon to get them done.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's so phenomenal to hear about a project like this coming to life. Because in the paintball world, we have so much 3D printed, which is great, which is, you know, it's
absolutely,
yeah. And it does a great thing. Actually, Jacob Tramley in the comments here, he's got a ton of 3D printed stuff and it works really well. I've seen it in action at the paintball games. But very rarely do we hear about just like a small operation like yourself getting something as big as an injection molded part, something that can compete with the brand name products, you know what I mean?
I think the main contribution to that is the fact is that until relatively recently, injection molded was in terms of cost extremely prohibitive. It simply was not something that you could do for a small operation.
Yeah.
And
so what changed? How did it, what made it affordable?
Basically, well, as much as we don't like it, China made it affordable.
Okay, so that's,
there is no way around it. You have to basically face it. China made it affordable.
Okay, yeah, I know we were talking...
China was India, but they beat them to that, and cheap enough to basically make it affordable for small operators. But the other thing is that effectively injection molding is getting cheaper because of additive manufacturing.
Okay.
As slow as it's going, 3D printing is basically on the verge of supplanting injection molding. Not as a process, but as a principle, because basically the main cost of getting a mold made is the fact that you need to have a sharp mill, a big piece of steel or aluminum, or depends on what exactly you're doing, and that's where the lion's share of the cost. That and the subsequent modification, changes, treatment, finish, all that. This is where the lion's share of the cost comes from. 3D printing already does molds.
Right,
this
I've
is
seen
not even an
molds.
Experimental process anymore. This is something they actually doing it. And when with classic molds, you remove the material. Printed molds, they can build the entire mold, including all the features that are necessary, cooling, everything. They can build it without all the extra material much faster, and what is more importantly, much more accurately.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can do things with a printed mold that you cannot, well, it's much more difficult to mill those items into a mold where a cooling channel might be a complicated task, requires a 5-axis milling machine. With 3D printing the steel mold, you might be able to do a far more complicated cooling channel in one go.
Right. Yeah, it's Yeah, with the 3D printing, like you said, you're adding material. So you could literally print tubes inside of your mold, which is absolutely wild. I know and speaking to the Chinese manufacturing, I know there's always a lot of hate of like, oh, well, it should be made in Canada, it should be made in the United States. But that's what you tried to do last year.
Exactly.
And it costs.
And the cost is simply too high. I mean, I would love to do that. But you know what? I would have to charge twice or more for each magazine, which means no one would buy them. So why buy?
That's the thing. The machinists here in North America are just too damn expensive. Not that I'm saying that they need to lower their prices. I'm just saying that.
No, it's understandable. It's thing, more right? like, it's not that we need to lower the prices. I guess it's just people need to get used to higher prices.
Then
we'll
not
be able
happen.
To afford doing it. But it's not going to happen.
Right. No. Yeah. People aren't going to be like, oh, well, I'll just pay three times the price because it was made in Canada. They're just not going to, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So let's get this question done and out of the way because it keeps popping up in the comments. People want to know when.
Soon.
Perfect.
And to answer another question, the testing is all done.
Beautiful.
We're not testing no more.
No, you're done hitting it with hammers and shooting it with first strikes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So soon, as in like, you just need to get the supply chain.
Yeah,
up
pretty
running,
much.
Which it's
basically all
logistics.
The small details, just getting them all done. And, you know, I would love to be people just, you know, just go ahead and say, this is going to happen, this. But with the supply chain, so much thing can happen.
Absolutely. Like the end of the world. Like COVID.
Basically, the only moment I can tell people when this is happening is, you know, basically when I have to track a number myself.
That perfect, right? It's like, when can I buy it? When I have enough to sell it to you.
Yeah.
It's ultimately was what it is. That's really,
I mean, I could say sooner, but then, you know, something causes a delay and people would get upset.
Absolutely. People will get upset no matter what.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's a smart move, man, to just be like, you'll get it when it's ready. You know,
yeah,
like when it's,
exactly.
When it's packaged and in a box and it's got a tracking label slapped to the top of the box and
exactly.
The UPS has it in their hands and you get a little email that says, it's on the way. That's when you know you're getting it. Can we talk price point at all? Do we know do you know what you're going to be charging yet?
A price point is, well, basically I can talk about it because Paintball Sports already does the pre-orders for Europe. And the price point is going to be around $35 USD.
So it's 35 for two or 35 for one?
For one.
Okay.
Yeah,
just because you know that question is going to pop up where some of the manufacturers.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, but the end pricing will be decided by the sellers. And so, but we're looking at that around that pricing.
Okay.
This still might change because, you know, a lot of things involved, but hopefully it will be no more than that.
I mean, it's not a bad price. It's really not.
Yeah. Yeah. Comparably, it's about the same as for Tiberius magazines.
Right. Sorry, I'm just pulling up your website now. I just wanted to see. Okay, no, I've already seen this site.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's awesome. So pre-orders are available for in the US, but if you're
in Europe. In
right.
Europe.
Oh, yeah, sorry, in Europe, in the EU. So you can pre-order if you're in Europe and you have an MG100 or a Didam or some hybrid monster that you've created that can use Didam mags.
Yeah.
Which I want. Raymond Rayrock Rosado says, I'll take 7 right now.
I think Raymond wants already probably a few hundred, considering how many times he said that he wants 7 or more. Right.
So, yeah, ship him and bill him for every time that
exactly.
he says he wants it.
Yeah.
And your entire shipment is just be going to him.
Yeah.
Do you have any distributors through North America yet? Like, have you made any contact? Is there any partners in
We
the
will have some. I mean, I don't want to say who we have right now.
True.
They will say when they're ready to. But we're going to have distributors in Canada specifically.
Cool.
And they will be in the US. So basically everywhere. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great.
The only two markets I don't have covered is Eastern Europe and South America.
But, I mean, they'll figure it out. I'm sure a distributor, if there's interest, they will come to you.
Exactly. I mean, like, they know my email.
There, right? And they'll be like, I want to sell this product. So that's really great. That's awesome. So I'm just going to go back through some of the comments here. Where'd the question go? There it is. Did Planet Eclipse announcing their continuous mag, did it at all take the wind out of your sails? Like, did it slow you down, or did you just look at it as like, great, people now have two options?
Well, I would be lying if I would say it did not affect the campaign. It did, because obviously people are more likely to buy from a well-known brand than some unknown dude who has been leading them for 4 years with those printed magazines and now asking them for money to make new injection molded ones.
I guess.
I mean, it's understandable. I'm not saying they're wrong about it, but on the other hand, yeah, I mean, I'm saying they're wrong because I have the proof in my hand. Yeah, you were wrong.
Right. I mean, the Planet Eclipse ones aren't available for purchase yet, as far as I know. I think they're still in testing stage. So you guys may end up releasing it.
They announced they're already producing them.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't keep up with it. But I think you guys might be like neck and neck. I don't think there's going to be a long period between either side releasing a product. But let's talk about some of the features in your mag. Try and sell. Let's sell it to the masses. Let's sell it to all 11 people watching right now. Give me a rundown. Give me the sales pitch on your mag.
Well, basically what we have here is the main component is the fact that it's continuous. So you don't have to flip your magazines anymore.
Woo.
And other than that, it's very important that those are basically high capacity mags, because round bowl, 22 rounds, first strike, 21 rounds, which is
more than any of the mags I have.
I think the only magazine that has more than that is the new W30 rounds mag.
Yes. That.
Yeah, I don't think I heard of either
mag
that
do
this kind of quantity. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other important selling point, in my opinion, is the fact that how easy, fast the disassembly is. Because they're toolless.
Toolless, yeah. Okay. Okay.
You don't need any tools to disassemble it at all.
Awesome. So if I timed you right now, how fast could you do it?
Well, basically, I don't practice enough, so I can't do it blindfolded. I do it with a lot of fumbling, I'll be honest, in about a minute to take it apart and then put it together.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
Yeah, you could do a lot faster.
I mean,
it's
going to take
memory.
Me more than a minute just to take apart any of my mags. So, because they all have screws, and as soon as you open up, the springs fly around all over the place. So, the fact that yours could be taken apart and put back together in about a minute—that's pretty. That's pretty legit, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I think I really like the idea is that if anything happens on the field, it doesn't matter whether you break paint or you dropped it into mud, or you fell into mud, or you got some sand thrown at you. It doesn't matter. You can just quickly strip it apart, clean it up with a cloth or whatever, and put it together and back in fight. You don't have to deal with a dirty mag anymore.
Right. You just, you rip it apart on the field, wipe it out, put it back together, and away you go. You're on your move.
Yeah.
So Question coming in from Jacob. He says, my biggest question about these new mags, is it possible to put them in wrong since the OG dam mags are completely reversible? So can this mag be inserted into a die dam backwards?
No, it cannot. So you have to put it the right way. Basically, just, it will stop you from putting it in the right way.
Okay, so it different. Won't even like latch. It won't engage the follower.
No, at all. So you would if you do that, you will have to flip a band and put it in.
Awesome, and you get that really healthy click too. Like you can hear that mag is in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. There we go. That I think that put his worries to. That's a really good question. I never actually thought to ask that.
And I know some people ask it, so give me 1 second, I'll bring it over.
This beautiful background. It matches my aesthetic. I love it.
All right, so I know some people ask, what about loading those magazines?
Yeah, do we need an MCS, like, rod?
No, because one, people hate it.
I mean, they hate it, also I make fun of anybody reasons. Who takes it out, so.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever floats your boat, who am I to judge? I'm not judging.
I mean, I might judge a little bit, but I'm not judging too well, much.
Yeah, so we came up with our own loader, which I think is a much better design.
Yeah.
And I'll show you that one. So this is our loader.
It's a rod.
It's not.
Oh, is it a spring?
Basically, it is a spring. Oh. It's a long, stiff spring you can easily bend. And it doesn't look like a sex toy anymore. So at least it's family size now.
Yes. You're not going to be asked by customs
why you have that. Or the TSA agents won't smoke at you with a knowing look.
Right. You get a wink from that player that you don't want the wink from.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So, okay, that's ingenious. An ingenious design of just like, it's just a spring that can curve.
Yeah. It's and we'll have a really comfortable handle on it.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So, sorry, the whole sentence I was about to say just vanished. The loading rod, does that just sold separately? Like if somebody orders a mag, like if they order one.
Yeah, that one will be available separately, but basically our European distributor will be offering those in packages probably.
Right. I would assume if I went to the distributor and was like, I need 6 of them.
Yeah,
they
most
bags.
Likely will be offering the loader, but right. You know, it's up to them. The reality is you don't really need the loader to load the magazine. It just makes it faster and more comfortable.
Yeah, because I seen in your video, you were just handling it like one ball at a time.
Just boop, 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 just load them up. And when you finish loading, say, I don't know, 17 to 18 rounds, you just put your finger in, push it in, and it locks up.
Yeah.
And you can load the final few rounds just like that.
Perfect.
So it's basically a matter of comfort. If you're comfortable without, you don't need one. If you prefer to have one, you can have one, that one.
There. See, there you go. And you get to pick. That's great. Having the choice is awesome.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. That's awesome. So let's talk about the journey. Let's talk about the ups and downs, man. Like, tell me some highlights. Tell me some low points.
Well, the biggest obvious down was the COVID situation because basically this is basically a multinational production. And the first came in the shutdowns in China, then the shutdowns in the US, then the shutdowns here. It was exciting, so to say.
Yeah, it definitely Wait, but can it fit in a tip? Sorry, there's comments coming through. I think he's talking about the loader. Jacob says, but can it fit in a Tippex?
The loader, probably. I mean, the diameter is basically, it would fit any magazine that uses the same diameter. Thinking,
like that little loader, man, I think that's got a market all its own. Like, it's
possible.
You know what I mean?
It's
instead of needing the rod for Zeta mags or for Tippex mags or for the Helix mags and needing the stupid little anal bead thing, that fills a lot of purposes. Oh, he's being silly about the mag. I'm sure if anyone could, it'll be Jacob who will create some sort of mod that will adapt it. It'll look ridiculous, but he'll do it.
Yeah.
Just to do it. So now I'm wondering about those mags, man. I'm thinking, like, I wonder if there's an adapter. I don't know if you could do an adapter for like a T15 for that mag.
Well, T15, not very likely, because basically it's the other way around. The DAM and the MG100 magazines all shoot from the back, while the T15 and the rest of them shoot from the front. But whatever platform you have that uses the DAM magazines, you certainly can adapt.
Yeah.
That you absolutely can adapt, assuming you have a working one, is the ATS.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I actually have mine with a working adapter. The only problem is that the ATS itself doesn't really work anymore.
Of course. Hammer. I'm thinking like the Hammer 7s. A lot of people put the die dam.
I actually have one. It's a custom mod of my own that takes DAM magazine, and it worked perfectly fine with those.
Yeah, so you got the Hammer
so
7.
If you're looking forward for a shotgun from, I don't know, from Chad Shack, for example, you're definitely going to want those magazines.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Man, there's a ton of options there. Like, there's some pretty wild stuff.
The thing is, you can do wild stuff to those magazines. I mean, you can do grips instead of plates. You know, this kind of stuff. You can make every single part in a different color if you want. Was my goal to make something that people will not just use, but make their own.
Yeah. So are you going to release, or have you already released, I don't know the terminology because I don't do it.
STL files, they will be available soon after the release. We will be likely releasing some of the files in step format as well so that people can create their own stuff with it.
Okay, cool. So people can 3D print their own plates on the bottom or like the little accessories.
Exactly.
Okay, that's cool, man. That's great. Like, not enough companies do that.
I think most companies want people to buy their stuff instead of someone else.
I get
I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just happy people would buy my magazines.
And I think there's a market for it, man.
I'm all for it.
I think there really is. I think people will jump on the onto the concept as long as it's a good working product.
Yeah,
people will back it, right? Like, it's good. Yeah, it's going to be slow. It's going to be a couple of people you're going to need to get in their hands, and they're going to be like, this thing's actually pretty legit.
Yeah.
And then I think you'll see it open up. Especially where, like, right now you've got no continuous mags right now for the die dam that I'm aware of. Planet Eclipse will eventually release theirs. You'll release yours. And then there's only two options. So, you know what I mean? So, and depending on the price point of the Planet Eclipse ones, people might navigate to yours. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
We have no idea knowing, right? That's awesome. I just totally lost my train of thought. I'm trying to watch the comments here to try to catch any questions and make sure I'm not leaving anyone behind. Doesn't look like it. Ashley Slingsby, Hidden Hedgehog, saying hello from the UK. Sending positive vibes. They're not in testing anymore. 3D printing. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Chad Bob commenting here. He says the MG100 will now be exponentially better. Plus, my MagFed maker, Skibba, I don't know what a Skibba is, and my kits will look epic.
Yeah, Skibba Works, another kit maker for the MG100.
Oh, okay. See, I'm terrible keeping up on that. So, super pumped for that. That's awesome, man. Like, you're creating something that the paintball world really actually does want. Which I'm super pumped about. And, man, I don't know.
Yeah. The other thing is that the mag can be coupled. And with the new adapter, you probably can do even cool stuff for that. And the fun part is that when you couple those, you don't need to flip them anymore. Like with the old damn magazines that you had to flip. Once, and if you had a couple, it's four flips.
Right.
A lot of things can happen between those four flips.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I host a MagFed tournament, and at the tournament, we actually watched a couple of issues where folks got caught flipping their mags.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. They fired 10 shots, and the other player still had 8 or 9. And, you know, it went down, and it didn't end well for the guy who had to flip his mags. So, I'm sure they'll be pumped to get that into their hands. I'm sure they'll be excited for that. So, man, okay. It's been right about the 45-minute mark. I've asked all the questions I had. You've answered everything I wanted to know, even the stuff I wasn't even going to ask. Super pumped. Where can we learn more? Like, where can we get all the updates and all the information?
Well, basically, we put in updates, try to put the regular updates on our Facebook page. And on our website at flintid.com.
Okay.
Pretty much over there. We also try to put updates to our old Indiegogo page for all the supporters. Nice. But, you know, I'm not hearing much feedback from that side, so I'm not sure if people consider it spam or not.
It's who knows.
Yeah, so if you're one of those people who watching and you get an email from that, let me know if you like it or not.
Yeah, let the man know. Like,
yeah,
is it just dumping right into your spam or not? We need to know, because the man's wasting his time on Indiegogo. If you guys aren't reading the emails, so check out Flint Instrument Designs on Facebook and flintid.com on the website.
Yeah.
Awesome. And there's a really cool video that you guys need to go watch. It's posted on the Facebook page. It's been shared around a couple of groups. It's a really great video. It shows an actual real product being used and getting shot at and like kicked around. And it just goes to show that this product is definitely tough and will handle pretty much anything you throw at it. Knowing the average paintballer, though, somebody will find a way to break it within the first
absolutely, which is normal.
Like, it's like they're going to try and jam 30 paintballs into it and get angry or something that it, you know.
Yeah, well, you definitely don't want to try to overload it. It's not like you really even can, but you know, don't do that.
Right. That was one thing I want to ask before we go. If you load that marker up, like you load the paintballs into the mag, is there any worry about the pressure put on, or does that not release until it's in the mag?
It does not release until it's in the mag.
Okay.
That's why I was saying that when you load it up manually, load up almost full, then use your finger to push it in and lock it.
Okay.
And then finish loading. That way there is no pressure until the magazine is in the manual.
Awesome.
Because, well, who wants the foam paint?
Exactly.
Even if you use the mail stem grade paint I don't know. Whoever sells it these days.
But yeah, even if you're using the garbage field paint, you're going to be fine. So that's great to hear. So folks, go check them out. Get your money ready, because this is, if you've got an MG100 or a Die Dam or a Hammer 7 with the mod or whatever marker you're running that can use these mags, you're going to have to name them. Do they have a name?
Well, I call them, the long name is the FID Continuous Magazine. But my personal name is Fitties.
The what?
Fitties.
Fitties.
F-I-D-D-Y.
The Fitties. Fitties. I like that. Yep. I like Fitties. That's I'm digging that one. You need to call them that. They're officially called.
No,
that.
Because called I mean, you're on the field. You're in the middle of a firefight, and you're out of paint, and your teammate has the same magazines, and you just yell at them, "Hey, bro, throw me a 50."
It's amazing. It's amazing. What do you need? I need about 350.
Exactly.
Yes, I love it. If you don't get
how
that
much
joke,
paint you got here? I got 350 worth of paint.
I got 350 worth of paint. You're calling them fitties. That's the end of it. They're called fitties. Yeah.
That's the unofficial name.
Fitty
bags.
I love it. I love it. That's phenomenal. Okay, man. It's been an absolute blast chatting with you.
It was fun. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing these mags in action. I don't have the marker that uses them, but I know people who do, and I'm sure somebody local will buy your mag so I get to look and touch.
Well, worst case scenario, you buy the marker.
Yeah, I'll just go out and drop $700 on an MG100.
You only want those mags for the opportunity to say, I got 350.
Jesus Christ. I really do. I really do.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's awesome. So, folks, go check him out on Facebook. Find him on his website and keep your ears to the ground and your wallets open, because you're going to be spending some money on some mags here real, real soon. Before we go, a big shout out to all the sponsors. PB Swag Bag, of course. Head over to pbswagbag.com, use code MPP10 to save 10%. Artful Dodger Beard Oil. He's the guy who keeps my beard looking lush and smelling absolutely fantastic. So go check him out. ArtfulDodgerBeardOil.com. Get basically everything you need. Even if you don't have a beard, get the soap. It's just good for your skin. DEFCON Paintball Gear, fantastic paintball company who I would hope they'll start carrying those mags. They should. You can save 10% on pretty much anything on their website. Use code Maritimes. And like I say, save 10% and, you know, get some cool paintball gear. Tier 1 Armament, one of the longest running sponsors of the podcast and good friends of mine. They're your MagFed specialists. Those guys have got everything from MCS, Airsoft, soft goods, coffee occasionally, all sorts of cool stuff. And a big shout out to the Patreon supporters. The real MVPs, Matt S., Tim, Dr. Rush, Jeffrey, Ryan, Alex, Tony. I did not update the list, unfortunately, because I was, I forgot. But Matt O. and Scotian are on that list as well now. So big shout out to those two, the two newest Patreon supporters. Big shout out to those real MVPs. Now, that's it. Rowdy here. Again, man, thanks for coming on and chatting with me about these mags. I'm super pumped to see those things go out. As soon as they are live, let me know, and I'm going to share it all around. Make sure that we get people to your website. And, so that's it, man. We're out of here. Thanks again for coming on. Thanks to everyone who stuck around
in the
comments.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, it was a blast. It was an absolute blast. Thanks to everyone who sat around in the comments here, chatting with us, and anyone who shared the podcast around. Truly appreciate it. And, keep an eye out. There's going to be a review video done up on the PB Swag Bay that I just cracked open, as well as on the First Strike Roscoe. That video is being worked on and is... I just lost my train. I looked at a comment. Everything went away. The Roscoe video is coming out soon, hopefully in about a week, maybe a week and a half. That's it. We're out of here. It's been an absolute blast. Cheers.